Good.
Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Your Gig Is Showing. My guest this morning is Lara Marie from Junk. Kia ora.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Thank you for joining us at this hour of the day.
Thanks for having me.
How's your morning gone so far?
Pretty slow. Just surviving on a coffee. Haven't eaten yet though. So.
Oh, you've got one of those cups that you take to the coffee shop.
Yeah, being environmentally conscious.
Yeah, really good. I've tried those a couple of times, but I always lose them.
Always leave them at home.
Leave them somewhere.
Yeah. You know, one's definitely been lost before for probably a month at a time and found again.
And you found it, right. So Lara, you're a artist manager, a booker, a tour manager, a promoter. That's a lot to handle.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I maybe more just a general music supporter. I try and do, not that I try not to do all those things all at once all the time, but a little bit of each, you know, when needed.
Yeah, you had a gig last night.
Yeah, it was a free show at Public Bar, which is the old wine cellar bar, for anyone kind of familiar with the whammy junket. But yeah, it was really, really good. It's a really cool new like place to do smaller shows, like 100 people can kind of fit in there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and yeah. Who'd you have, Cindy?
Yeah, Cindy had to pull out due to illness, unfortunately.
Shame.
Yeah,
right.
Yesterday morning. But yeah, I think Scott's unwell, but... yeah, neither do I, and George Barney Roberts, really cool bands, you know. Just George put out a really great album recently, and same with Neither Do I, so yeah, it was cool.
I was talking with Joel earlier, who does Mother Radio, and just thinking about how busy the city is really in terms of gigs, and how you can go to a lot of different shows of a week in a weekend, and how sustainable that is, you know, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got so much, but there's almost not enough people who are regularly invested in it anymore, which I think makes sense. I think a lot of younger people who maybe typically go and support local acts are kind of... I know, I feel it, like it's getting harder and harder to kind of go out, and it's expensive and all that sort of stuff, but it is, we've got a lot.
Spoilt for choice would probably be the right term.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially if you're on a budget and you're trying to save a bit of money, or you've only got one thing maybe you can go to when you're out. That's why I thought I might ask you this morning about going out to gigs, and from your own personal experience, where do you like to stand at a gig?
Oh, it depends on the show. I mean, I do like getting up in it, in the front. Like, I love a mosh pit. So I've kind of never been afraid to get up there and dance and do that. But kind of as I've gotten a bit older and gone to more shows, sometimes I will hide away in the back corner. You know, but it is... When it's the type of show when you can dance and move around a bit, always up the front is the best.
And what about your ears? Those big speakers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely done my fair share of hearing damage, but, you know, I got some good earplugs.
So. Oh, you do earplugs, do you?
Yep.
Good thinking. Yeah, well, I suppose you're out every weekend, two nights?
Yeah, yep. So you've got to
more.
Kind of have a good habit there with the ear protection, although, you know, it's like the keep cup sometimes gets left at home.
Best drink when you're out?
Ooh, water or Red Bull vodka, depending on what you need.
Yeah, you look very well this morning, so all these late nights aren't doing you no harm, obviously.
I think it's just the coffee.
Is it? Right. So water or cheap, don't have to pay for that. Mind you, your gigs you wouldn't have to pay, would you? I guess maybe you do.
I like to support.
Right.
You know, that's how the venues make their money.
Of course. And Red Bull vodka. Never tried that. The combination seems a little bit too intense.
It's definitely intense.
Yeah. Okay, so Junk, you're here. Your gig is showing Junk is all things. And you manage a couple of bands as well. You manage Vera Allen and the band as well, and Ringlets.
Yeah, yep. I started managing artists maybe late 2023, early 2024. So it's definitely a new... a new thing, but I really enjoy it.
That's an incredibly busy job doing that because there are just so many things that you'd have to attend to.
Yeah, it's kind of full-time and then some, you know. It's like whenever something is needed, you have to be on and available.
All the time.
Yeah.
So Ringlets, I see there's a new track on BFM, Sucking on a Surly Pout.
Yep. Yeah, that's from their new album they just put out on the 27th of June. It's really great. I mean, I'm biased, obviously. But, yeah, it's really, we're really, like, proud of the project and the album. I think it's really cool.
This is climbing up the BFM chart.
Yeah.
They got to number one, didn't they, with the last I Was On That Roof Too?
Yeah, they've been number one a couple of times with singles from the album, which is really, you know, great. We need BFM. We love BFM.
Yeah. Okay. Lara Marie is with us. We're talking about Junk and a couple of the artists that Lara manages, including Ringlets, Sucking on a Surly Pout, number five on the BFM Top 10. BFM with Ringlets and Sucking on a Surly Pout, and on your gig is showing this morning, Lara Marie from Junk, who are all things to all people, Junk. And you have a day job as well. You work at the label, so
yep.
I can't believe these are all mounting up, your actual activities that you get involved in.
Yeah, it's pretty all-encompassing at the moment, just all music all the time.
Yeah, well, not a bad lifestyle to have.
No, not at all.
And with your band managing, Ringlets and Vera, is there anybody in the wish list that you'd love to manage?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to kind of say that there is, because it's so, you kind of have to really get to know the people behind the music when you're managing. It's not, you know, like, I wish it was just about the music, but I'm sure there are plenty of really great musicians who are not nice people. So it's really important to meet people, but I'd love to, I guess, like, someone real rock and roll. I mean, like, I would have loved to have managed a band like The Strokes when they were coming up or something, but I'm sure that would have been incredibly gnarly.
Yeah. And, you're absolutely right, though. It is about the relationship, isn't it? I mean, you've got to love the music, but you've got to be able to work with the person.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you get approached by many bands to manage them? Because management, it's so lacking in New Zealand.
Yeah, it is. And there's not a lot of young managers, and also not a lot of managers in general who manage kind of alternative artists, or in particular, there's definitely an aversion to managing bands. People often go, why would you do that?
It's a financially pretty tricky thing to handle.
Yeah, yeah, and you're kind of dealing with multiple different personalities in a group.
And one person.
Right. Yeah, that can be quite, that can be, it's a learning curve for sure. You have to learn about four different people rather than one. But yeah, no, I do get approached, And more generally, like, just people asking for help, which is cool because I like to be helpful.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, you know, you have to.
Always got a manager.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably, you know, part of the number one on the, on the CV, likes to be helpful.
Oh, I love to hear you say that, because so many managers, you know, they have this wall where they're not necessarily being helpful. They're being very businesslike. I guess that's when you get bigger.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe, like, younger bands have different needs, I guess. But, you know, I like answering questions and being helpful, and, you know, I like music, and so I like being able to, I think more people should get behind it and kind of help build a bit more of an ecosystem, especially for younger kind of bands.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Agree. Also, I've read somewhere, I can't remember where, about you, that your mother likes music too.
Yes, yeah, she does. She's probably listening now. She was quite starstruck, I think, when I said I'd be coming to be interviewed by you.
Oh, that's nice. What's her name?
Her name's Sonia.
Sonia?
Yep. She.
Maybe I know her.
Oh, I don't know, maybe parasocially. yeah, she loved New Zealand music growing up. And so I was always, like, as a kid, very much exposed to New Zealand artists and bands, and I think that's probably more definitely where I got my interest in New Zealand music specifically. Obviously, I like music from everywhere, but I really think what we make here is super special and cool.
Do you have a record player at home when you grew up?
Yeah. Didn't work for a long period, but massive record collection, which I was very lucky to inherit. Yeah.
Really? Have you got it? Okay.
Well, I've got some of it, but I recently I got a new record player.
Sonia's taking them back.
Yeah. Because I gave her my old record player, and she was like, oh, can I have some of my records back?
Yeah, no, fair call. Because the next track that you've chosen is Screaming Mimis, and on Propeller, Simon Griggs record label. Mm-hmm. It's such a great roster of artists. Mm-hmm. Everyone from, well, Screaming Mimis, Marching Girls, various others, Blam Blam Blam, mm-hmm. Spelling Mistakes, various other people. And this track, the Screaming Mimis track, a little known track, it's not one of their big ones. Why'd you choose this one?
I became familiar with them because my mum always told me that when she was in high school they came to perform.
Oh, lunchtime gig.
Yeah, which I always thought was really interesting. I was like, oh, why don't they do that anymore? Why don't they send punk rock bands to play for high schoolers? And I just really liked the song. I just listened to it and was like, yeah, this is great.
Such a good track. Okay, Screaming Mimis from Stars in My Eyes and Hardly Moved by You. That one's for Sonia. That's the Screaming Memmies and Hardly Moved By You. And, yeah, so who's got the record player now?
We've both got one.
Oh, you both got one?
Yeah, but my mum's got my old one, so she took back her record collection.
Yeah, no, I don't blame her. Right, I'm talking to Lara Marie from Junk, and Junk is an agency, a management company,
mm-hmm.
promoter.
Promoter.
Yeah.
Run a festival. Couple, just generally helpful.
Generally helpful, right? That should be your tagline. Junk, generally helpful, right? So you, Ringlets, we played earlier, and we've got this next track is Half Angel. They're from Te Whanganui o Tara.
Yeah, yeah, they're really cool. I saw them for the first time earlier this year at Newtown Festival, and I was really impressed. And then they put out this single recently. I think it's their first like studio recorded release, and it is so good.
They've got a great video that goes with this track. It's got a lion costume and playing cards, and what else has it got on it? Oh, actually, the one thing that was quite impressive was that it has actual cigarettes in it.
What? I have not seen this video. Okay, now I need to...
I haven't seen a cigarette in a music video for a very long time.
Oh, it's probably because they're from Wellington. I feel like every time I go there, I'm like, everyone here smokes cigarettes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. No vaping?
No, I think Wellington's just, it's about the, they're still about the standing on the street with a cigarette. There's something much cooler about that than a cloud of vape smoke.
Yeah, it's true. On the one hand there is, but on the other maybe not. But yeah, the new video for this Debt Collector, it has all those things in it. And red wine. I'm just trying to remember what props it has in it. Yeah, so, all right, so your next big project besides working at the label and managing Ringlets and Vera Allen is what?
The next one is probably just the Ringlets album release tour, which is at the beginning of August. And then we're going over to do some shows in Australia as well, which will be really exciting. It's my first time kind of booking from scratch shows over there, so I'd be curious to see how they go.
Where are they playing?
They're doing two shows in Melbourne, two shows in Sydney, and then they're going to Brisbane to do the Big Sound Music Showcase, kind of like a...
How brilliant.
Yeah.
And that's all, I guess it's all locked and loaded now.
Yep, yeah, it is.
But you make these things seem so easy.
They're not.
No, I bet.
It's like months of stress.
Yeah, all tickets are all booked, everybody's ready to go.
Yep.
And what, then the nationwide tour in New Zealand before they go?
Yeah, yeah. And the Auckland show is August 9th at Whammy.
Not too long to go now.
No.
The date will be 19th of July. Okay, so this is a band, Half Angel, from Wellington, and you just like them.
Yeah, I think they're great. I'd like to do something with them in the future.
They might be listening. All right, hey, Lara, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk about all your projects. Hope the Ringlets tour goes well, which I'm sure it will. And, yeah, especially the Australian sojourn, because that's a big deal. How are you getting from place to place from in Australia? Are you going in a plane or what?
Yeah, we're flying. I don't really fancy a 10-hour drive.
No.
Through the desert, yeah.
Yeah, from where? From Melbourne to...
Melbourne to Sydney, I think it's...
Is there a desert between those two places?
I don't know, but apparently it's just like a little bit barren. It's not like driving in New Zealand where it's all beautiful landscapes. It's just like gum trees and, I don't know...
Kangaroos.
Dirt.
Okay. All right, hey, Lara, thank you so much for joining us and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
What have you planned for the rest of the day?
I might go and get the new Alex G album on vinyl.
Oh. Well, you go out to where will you find that?
Probably flying out.
Where Hunter might be later today.
Yeah, after his...
show.
After all his busy activities.
Same to you.
Yeah.
All right, hey, thank you for joining us, and I'm going to finish with Half Angel and Debt Collector.
Can't you see this won't be easy? 'Cause I
95 BFM, that's Debt Collector.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.